Good morning. Today we have two interesting questions. This is actually the culmination and conclusion of our topic of the Seudas Havra'ah. So the first question is as follows. What's the basis of the minhag that at the Seudas Havra'ah, the people bringing the meal will oftentimes, or always, the minhag is to bring lentils or eggs. Why is that? That's question number one. And Amir Tzachem will get to question number two in a little bit. So in fact, this is a Gemara that starts out by saying that the day that Avraham Avinu passed away, Yaakov, Avraham Avinu's grandson, was cooking for his father. Yitzchok was the Avel. He was cooking him a dish of lentils. That was the dish that he was indeed making for him in order to be Menachem Avel, in order to console him. And the Gemara says, so why specifically Adashim? Why specifically lentils? It could have been anything. So the first answer, there are two answers brought in the Gemara. The first answer is as follows. Adasha zo ein la peh. And Adasha, lentil, has no lip. It has no opening. It's perfectly rounded. Af avel ein lo peh. So too that represents the avel, the mourner, that he has no mouth. Literally, he has no mouth, but he has limitations on his ability to speak. He can't greet people. People can't say to him, Shalom Aleichem. There are limitations in the speech that an avel has during the Shiva. So too, we reflect that by bringing lentils that all have no opening. It has no lip on it, no cracks around the lentil. Rashi explains as follows, that when it comes to lentils, they have no, literally no opening, like our mouths, that we have an opening in our mouth. And that is not like other forms of kidneys or other forms of beans, that indeed they oftentimes have a crack in them. That's part of the bean, the makeup of the bean, the construction of the bean. But lentils are round, not like other kidneys, not like other types of beans. So that is the first reason that we have lentils. That's the first reason brought by the Gemara, because it reflects that there's no mouth, there's no crack open there, just like the Avel has limitations on his speech. The second reason brought by the Gemara, the Gemara says, Davar Acher, an additional reason, Ma'adasha zo migugeles, just like this Adasha, this lentil is round, Af Avelus migalgeles u'mechazeres al kol ba'e olam. The same thing as Avelus. This is the cycle of life, which is represented by the circle, that everyone goes through a cycle of life, born and grows up and matures and gets older and unfortunately eventually passes away. That's the minhag ha'olam. So just like the roundness of this lentil represents the cycle of life, that's what we're unfortunately seeing when somebody passes away. So then the Gemara asks, so what's the nafka mina between these two different rationales why we have lentils? So the Gemara answers, the nafka mina, difference between them is, can you bring eggs, like hard-boiled eggs, in order to do the nichum avelim? So Rashi explains, what does that mean? Because an egg, in fact, is just like a lentil for purposes of the first reason, that it has no opening. An egg is, I'm not going to say rounded, but it is, its surface doesn't have any openings in it. And accordingly, we fulfill the first reason, the first imperative for why we would have lentils. We could also bring eggs. On the other hand, Rashi explains that an egg is oval. It's not round. So it does not reflect perfectly, at least, the cycle of life, the rounded cycle of life, that life goes around like a circle. Accordingly, then the second reason would not apply so well for the beitza, for the egg. It applies for the lentil. Somebody mentioned to me that he saw people bringing bagels instead of challah or other types of bread, and apparently the bagel would fit in with these two reasons as well. The first one, that it has no open lips, it has no cracks in it, like other types of beans, and also that it is rounded. So we would fill just like the adasha, just like the lentils, bagels would fill both of the reasons for the sudas, the bringing the lentils for the sudas of Ra. So bagels, okay, that can work as well. Historically, not the minhag, but nowadays, if you want to bring bagels, certainly you can go ahead. In any case, the Geshar HaChaim says as follows, what's the minhag? The notion, noagim lahachilo pas, that the minhag is indeed for the shreinim, other people, to bring the sudas of Ra from bread. The opinion of the Geshar HaChaim is it can also be uga, it can also be mezonas, but we've seen that there are those that disagree. It has to be only bread, not a mezonas, not a cake as well. And we bring that together with beitzim of ushalos. We bring it together with cooked eggs, boiled eggs, excuse me, that are hard-boiled and cold, so cold hard-boiled eggs, or adashim, or lentils, these are the foods of Avelim. And he brings the two reasons. And interestingly, he applies both reasons, apparently, not only to lentils, but to eggs as well. He says that there is no opening like an Avel, there's no mouth like an Avel, and also because they are rounded, symbolizing the cycle of life. So he applies that second reason as well, not only to lentils, but also to eggs as well. And it's interesting to note that we have a parallel. We're going to step out of the context of Avelus, but actually we're going to stay in the context of Avelus. If we're talking about the circle of life, there is a minhag that when a baby is born, a baby boy is born, that people go and visit that child or the family on Shabbos. In fact, that's what we do, is the Shalom Zachar. You have the Shalom Zachar on a Friday night. And the concept, says the Drisha, is as follows: Nefishu Avel al Torasa Sheshacha B'me'imo. This child, this baby that was born, it's this first Shabbos typically after he was born, he is an Avel. He is sitting in mourning over the Torah that he learned. And as we know, the Gemara tells us that in the womb, the child is learning the entire time, learns the entire Torah. And then the Gemara Nida tells us that when that child is born, the Malach, the angel, comes and hits him on the upper lip, and he forgets all of the Torah that he learned. Accordingly, that child is in need of consolation, because effectively he's sitting in Avelos over the Torah that he has forgotten. People come to be Menachem Avel on Shabbos. And accordingly, now we understand the minhag that the Suuda, or the Kiddush, effectively, that we have Friday night, that the Shalom Zachar, there's a minhag to have adashim, to have lentils or garbanzo beans or eggs. You could have also, and that's based on the same concept, that symbolizes Avelus. And it symbolizes the Avelus of the child, that he's in mourning over the loss of his Torah. And we can also say similarly that it also represents that second reason of why we have the lentils, that it's rounded, representing the cycle of life. So too we have lentils, or we have other things that are rounded, like the garbanzo beans, that represent the cycle of life. Just to add on an interesting additional concept, because we're just finishing up the halachas of Sudas Havra. So there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Betzias Apas. This is not talking about Avelus, it's an Aruch Chaim. It's talking about the halachas of meals. And there's actually a known halacha that we don't throw bread, but it says here that we don't hand bread one to the other. Actually, Ashkenazim don't throw bread. I've seen some Sardim that do throw bread, like on a Shabbos table, and they pass it, but they don't throw it too far, but they'll throw it through the air. But in any case, not handing it. Ve'ein abotzer, this is in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Yud Ches, ein abotzer, the person who is saying the bracha on the hamotzi, ein habotzei, is not allowed to nosen biadoch. He doesn't hand the bread to the person who is eating it. Ela im kein haya avel, unless the person is an avel. You can hand it to an avel, but you cannot hand it to somebody else. The Ramah adds a remez to this from Kersa Tzion Biadea. This is a remez that you can hand, or you do hand, the bread of hamotzi to an avel. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this is not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, even to an avel, don't hand it, because that would be a sign of avelos beforesia, that you're showing that you're in avelos. You're doing something different for the avel than everyone else. Everyone else, you're not handing them, and the avel, you would be handing them. One of the explanations of this, that when you hand bread to somebody, it's not a good siman. Let me give a handout to you. It's the, you need bread from me. And in the language of the Mishnah Berurah, saying to lo litra mazle. It's not good for the person's mazel to hand bread. But to an avel, that doesn't apply. So you can hand the bread based on that. So in any case, this concept of handing the bread, that to an avel during the weekdays, indeed you can or do, that's the minhag, to hand it to the avel. So the minhag Yisrael Torah, beautiful Sefer, says, in the name of the new Muke Orachayim, that's the Munkan Sherebi, De'ein Mekor Ne'eman Alza. There's no basis for this minhag. There's no real basis for not handing an avel, for handing an avel the bread. Ul'olam lo hikpido alze bebeis tzadikim ayin sham. So they were never makbid on this in the Beis Tzadikim, that they would hand the bread to an avel. They treated the avel like everyone else. We default that we don't have hand bread to other people. So that was the munkasher's sake, that there's no basis for such a minhag to specifically hand the bread to an avel. The Sefer Mishnas Yaakov indeed does bring a source for it. And he explains the rationale as follows, and this is fits very nicely with the three rationales, one of the three rationales why we brought that we have a Sudas Havra, that the Avel, after the Kfura, after the burial, doesn't want to take care of himself. He doesn't have interest in eating. He's so broken. He wants to pass away as well. He's having such a difficult time. Accordingly, we bring a meal, and we have to make sure we take care of this Avel, that he's taken care of, and that he eats. Because he has to take care of himself, life has to go on. And accordingly, we have a situation here that the Avel, we hand him the bread because the Avel doesn't want to accept. He doesn't want to reach out and take bread. He doesn't want to put his hand out and accept it. So we have to be proactive. And we have to actively hand him the food and say, you have to be eating this. You have to be taking care of yourself. Accordingly, we have this minhag that we should hand directly to the Avel. So that's really a nice explanation about why with an Avel we hand them the food. Everyone else, we default to not handing the food. But this fits in very nicely with the whole concept of the Suda Savra, to take care of that Avel. In other words, we want to even make sure that not only do we put the food on the table in front of him, but machilino. So we want to go to the next step to make sure he's really going to eat. So hand him that food. Have a wonderful day.